It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrage. He's Michael Feldman. Mike, slow news week this week.
Really, really slow.
Very, very slow. Honestly, we were looking for topics before the show, and really all week, going online, searching things that can really grab you, things that matter, and there just wasn't a lot there.
No.
You had the watermelon in Japan that was selling for $6,100. That was one thing, but whatever.
Whatever. We had the Tiger Woods versus Wayne Gretzky thing.
Tiger Woods putting down golf, saying no one really cares anymore. That was cute.
Yeah.
You had Carl's Jr. obviously selling their Western Bacon Cheeseburgers, 2 for $4.
Huge story.
Value menus everywhere.
Absolutely.
Rejoicing. You definitely had, and you had this Clint Eastwood versus a Spike Lee thing. Apparently, what is this, Spike Lee, 2 years after the Heroes of Iwo Jima movie come out, saying, well, there's no black people in the movie, and Clint Eastwood was saying, well, there was no black people in the battle. Spike Lee says, you hate blacks. Clint Eastwood saying, you're an idiot, shut up, and back and forth and the other thing. And again, just slow news, not a lot going on.
It's been pretty rough. I mean, there have been a couple of big things, you know, that have come out, but, you know, in general, for the things that matter,
it's just not there.
Not many things.
And we really search. I mean, we don't just search for a few minutes here. We go far and wide. We checked out Yahoo's OMG gossip site,
right,
which really was just wall-to-wall Amy Winehouse. She's in drugs. She's in alcohol. This rehab, that rehab. It's kind of old.
Yeah.
I think, what's her name, Sarah Jessica Parker, wore some dress to the Sex and the City movie premiere that someone else had wore, and there was this
scandal.
Big to-do. Huge, huge thing.
Right.
Amazon.com goes down for a couple of hours. That's pretty boring. There's just not a lot out there.
It's a rough week, and this happens, guys. You know, sometimes there just are weeks where there just is not a lot that matters.
We can't control the news. We just can't control
that's
that,
right.
and that's what happens. There was this thing, this train, Las Vegas to Disneyland and back. I'm going to use this, and I will say one thing with President Bush, and we're gonna talk about the president and the White House in a little bit.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I'm not a Republican, and I've put down President Bush, you know, many times, including a couple of times on the Things That Matter with Mike and Nev, but he is appropriating $45 million to this levitating train going from Anaheim to Vegas. And really, if he had done this a couple of years ago, I think his popularity would be sky high right now.
Third term. I think we changed the rules.
I really do.
You know, it'd be huge. I mean, come on. It's really, you know, this is one of the great ideas that man has had. You know, I mean, it really is a natural extension of the wheel. You know, going to the levitating train from Disneyland to Las Vegas. I mean, this is it, guys. This is...
And only cool. Only President Bush, with his limited intelligence, could really appropriate federal funds to build this. And for that, I gotta give him kudos.
Absolutely.
I really do.
I mean, there's clearly nothing else more important that we could use federal funds for than a levitating train from Disneyland to Las Vegas.
Well, the way gas prices are right now, it's definitely going to be used. We don't often talk about politics on this show, but we'd be remiss if we didn't address Barack Obama beating Hillary Clinton. We will not have a woman going for the White House in November.
That's right.
And there's been a lot of stories, obviously. Hillary Clinton's strategy, which mistakes she made. Barack Obama, what he did to be successful. But here on the Things That Really Matter with Mike and Nev, we address the real issue. And for us, it was a three-person race. And I'm not talking about Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John McCain. Those are not the three people I'm referring to. I'm referring to Hillary Clinton, Cindy McCain, and Michelle Obama. These were the people where the race really came down to for the White House. You had three people, two of them advanced, Michelle Obama and Cindy McCain. They advanced to the finals. They're going to battle out. Hillary Clinton out in the cold. Who knows what she's going to do? And so it begs the question, Mike.
Yeah.
Did Hillary Clinton lose the Democratic nomination because she doesn't look good in a pantsuit?
Oh, I think there's no doubt. I mean, there's absolutely no question. I mean, listen, you know, if you are a red-blooded male listening to this show, or, you know, just doing your thing out there in the wide world of
politics
and whatever, something that starts with a P. The thing is, you know, it's amazing. You look at Hillary, and you go,
All right. I'll be honest, as a male, I'm not listening to what she has to say.
No, right, you know, right. Now, you know, Cindy McCain.
Cindy McCain looks hot in a pantsuit.
I'm giving a thumbs up right now. You can't see it, but excellent.
I'm thinking to myself, how long do those legs go?
See, this is the thing. And the more we see of John McCain, the more we see of Cindy.
And my respect for John heightens every time I see Cindy McCain.
Indeed.
And really, I love Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton. I'm one of these people that if Bill Clinton was able to run for president, I would vote for him immediately. I still think he wins in a walk. But I see Hillary Clinton, and I'd say to myself, Bill, why? You could have had so many.
I know.
And
you could have had Cindy.
You really could have. You really could have long-legged Cindy McCain.
Right.
And instead, you chose Dumpy Hillary in a pantsuit.
That's right. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, Nevin and I were doing a little research before the podcast. As we always do, we mentioned earlier. And, you know, one of the parts of our research that was was especially important this week was checking out Michelle Obama. You know, checking her out, seeing... And you know what? Yeah, okay.
I could see it.
Good job, Barack.
If Barack Obama beats John McCain, and we have our first black president,
right. We're
going to have our first black first lady...
Right.
And she's pretty good looking.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, right. It's, you know, it's...
I'm just going to say it flat out. She does it for me.
Works for me. You know, absolutely. So, you know, this is really great. I mean, this race has gotten more attractive in more ways than one. You know,
very good analogy.
Thank you.
I like
it. You know, thank you. I mean, it's, you know, it's certainly gotten prettier. There's no question there. It has certainly gotten much, much easier on the eyes.
And for this reason, I say... Women everywhere continue to go for the White House because it really kind of drums this type of publicity up.
Absolutely.
You really want to see, you know, you have the ugly women who kind of go first, and then other women think to themselves, you know what? I'm just as smart as Hillary and probably a little bit better looking. Maybe I'll have more success.
Absolutely.
And they just might.
So, you know what? This is we're going to speak for all red-blooded males, I think, right now, which is that hot women, if you're smart... If you're into politics, go for the White House. It's possible. There was a woman who was just able to really, you know, have a great chance of being, you know, the front runner for the presidential, you know, for the president of the United States.
Hot women for president have Mike and Nev's vote and support.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We always encourage letters from our listeners. And, of course, you can send us your letters in a couple different ways. Leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com where you can find all of our podcasts. You can also send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com. We do have, we got a few letters this week.
Okay.
And we got a very interesting one from Ian in Canoga Park.
Okay.
Now, if you recall last week, we had received a letter from Josh in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Yes.
Who he spoke about how hockey wasn't stupid, or octopus twirling was, and we had sort of thought to ourselves, you know what? Josh in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico has commitment issues.
Right.
Well, Ian in Canoga Park listened to this podcast, and this was his response.
Yeah.
He writes us, "Dear Mike and Nev, I listened to your podcast last week and was particularly interested in your comments about Josh from Mexico. I felt you were a little hard on him. I felt that Josh is entitled to his opinion, and you shouldn't necessarily pick him apart and think that he has some sort of issues based on a simple comment he made." And it's signed Ian and Canoga Park. And I'm gonna tell you, Mike, this letter really warmed my heart because, as Ian mentioned, we had talked about Josh has commitment issues.
Right.
And I think it's also obvious from this letter that Ian has similar commitment issues.
Clearly.
Because he feels similar to the way Josh feels. So you have commitment issues here on both sides. So it's really nice to see that one man with commitment issues is reaching out to another man with commitment issues.
Absolutely.
And showing his support.
It's wonderful. You know, this is the magic of podcasts right here, you know. And one thing I'll say is, we've talked on this podcast already about red-blooded males coming together, right? You know, and
voting for the hot woman.
Voting for the hot woman. But you know what, guys? One thing we're also very big into here is having red-blooded males come together and bond over things like commitment issues. You know, this is important, guys. This podcast is starting to become, Nevin, and this is very exciting, a place where men can truly come together and, you know, be who they really are.
We are becoming the Cheers of the podcast world. Everybody knows your name.
How much more exciting could it be?
Really, I mean...
And where are the drinks?
We're breaking new ground here.
This is great.
We are breaking new ground.
Wow.
Ian in Canoga Park, thank you for sending us your letters. Again, folks, you can send us your letters and comments to mikeandnev.blogspot.com or mikeandnev@yahoo.com. If we like your letter or we think we can make fun of it and increase our popularity at the same time, we're going to read it on the air.
Absolutely.
So that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. For Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrage. Don't forget to check out our site, and don't forget to check out our sponsor site, nevdog.blogspot.com, the greatest blog in the blog universe. Believe me, the author, myself, will tell you so. For Mike, I'm Nev. Take it easy.